Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinbrenner, and joining me in the studio this morning is the mayor of Pontiac. His name is Bob Russell. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
It is good to have you here on a treacherous morning. Thanks for making the effort and finding your way in.
Yeah, I'm a little winded. I had to shovel snow before I could get here, which is what everybody else is doing right now.
I was going to say, and for anybody who wants to spread rumors that the mayor has all that taken care of for him, that's not true.
I think they double plow me in.
Well, I'll tell you what, the excitement is not necessarily this morning for you, but it's what was happening last night, a very worthy tribute.
Yeah. Many of you know that Frank Pano has served on the city council for 56 and a half years. So we had a celebration for him. He has now resigned, and we had a celebration. And actually what we learned was that Pontiac was established as a city in 1872. And since Frank served 56 and a half years, he has served on the city council 40% of the time that Pontiac has been a city. So quite an achievement. The longest in the state. We had the Illinois Municipal League check it out, and they said, nope, nobody has served longer than that. And in December, he submitted his resignation. And so we had a celebration going away party kind of for him last night, and we named the city council chambers. They are now the Frank T. Pano City Council Chambers. So that's quite a history of serving. And I said to people, whether they like the way he voted or not, you got to respect the thousands and thousands and thousands of hours he put in for this city for all of those years. And that's quite a deal. So it's now the Frank T. Pano City Council Chambers. And then additionally then, we swore in his replacement last night, Jamie Bradshaw. Jamie lives over on South Locust Street, has good qualifications, a good people person. And so we swore her in last night, and she is now Frank's replacement in that fourth ward alderman position over there. So
very
lots
good.
Lots of changes, kind of starting a new cycle. We told her she was expected to do 56 and a half years.
I was just going to say it's kind of daunting to fill those kind of shoes.
Yeah,
and so we should also point out that also to Frank Pano's credit, he had to be elected to that position.
That's right.
Obviously, he was doing something that people were pleased with,
yeah,
because he was the one who had to get on the ballot, which is not an easy process,
no,
seek re-election, and win it all those years.
That's exactly right. That's a lot of elections to go through. And I've been on for around 25 or 26 years and have served with him all that time. And every 4 years, at least, and sometimes every second year, he had to be re-elected. And so the people had confidence in him, and he for sure served the city well, and quite a legacy that I don't know how anybody's ever going to beat that.
Well, it'll be hard. Once you get started, it's going to take quite a while to find out if you've matched him.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the business of the city, some of the things that you and Frank have been involved with so many years.
Yeah.
But keeping the downtown looking good, moving forward, you had some facade grants you worked on.
We did. A couple of the – if you've noticed on the – north side of Madison Street, there's work going on several buildings. And here about 3 or 4 months ago, the city had acquired those buildings to secure them because they were in really bad repair. And they were all sold. All three of the buildings were sold. And now you can start to see what they're going to look like, some of the improvements. Actually, the art store is already in theirs. The coffee shop right next to that is really looking nice. And I think they're planning on a soft grand opening within the next few days. So that is just looking nice. And then the next one next to that, we actually did a swap where the Lanails, or what, it's one of the nail places, mm-hmm, moved into there. And then they're going to totally remodel the other one where they were at for another nice business. So we've got three nice businesses along that street. And the really good news and the really unusual thing for a city like us is we now only have one storefront available downtown, and I want to tell you that's unheard of. And so it's looking good. Things look really nice. And
well, and of course it's also a good sign, not only the city getting behind these businesses, but the owners of these businesses doing enough business to want to reinvest.
Yeah. You know, again, I people were on my case big time years ago that they wanted this and that, and I said, you don't get retail until you get traffic. And now we have the traffic. And now it's paying off, and the businesses have noticed it, and people are now willing to invest money into these buildings that were falling down, and that's a really good sign in this economy. So we're pleased, and boy, the new storefronts look really nice. The other one we talked about last night was what used to be Lydia's Cup. They're getting ready to remodel the front of that. And basically, you used to be able to sit outside there. They're going to move that front wall out, and it'll be all glass out front. And that will be additional seating for the restaurant. And so he's moving forward and hoping to have that open in the spring. So good news. We were just excited that we have all this new activity.
The old shark mural is gone. You're going to have Dong Bai out to paint a new mural in front of what was once Lydia's Cup.
Yeah, we have to find one where the walk isn't quite so steep. But, yeah. So those are really good things that we worked on last night, approved some facade grants, and a good thing.
We're talking with the mayor of Pontiac this morning. Bob Russell is his name. He's our guest about once a month right here on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. One place, one area of the town that gets plenty of traffic is Cleary Street, because that's where you find a couple of great restaurants.
Yeah,
and
you do.
Cleary
you do.
Street's in for some improvements.
Yeah, Cleary Street, main route to the Dairy Queen. I mean, everybody travels that route. It's been in not good repair. It doesn't look good. You know, the parking situation is bad along there. So that's going to be our big project. So last night we approved the motor fuel tax resolution that's required by the state of Illinois to make that happen. And so we're proceeding with the design and get ready to redo that entire street. So you'll be able to get to the Dairy Queen a lot quicker.
Oh, that's what I need.
Yeah, we all do.
more trips for the soft serve.
Yeah.
One last thing we want to talk about this morning, Mr. Mayor, is just a bit of a heads up. There is a permit been issued to a company that might be knocking on people's doors.
Yeah, we've had a lot of groups coming through town trying to sell our residents electricity. And they say this is cheaper than you can get it anywhere, and sometimes the first month might be cheap, but you're going to pay a fortune afterwards. Well, the company that was here a few weeks ago, we had to run out of town because they did not have a peddler's license, a peddler's permit. When we give a peddler's permit, we have to check out the company. They have to tell us who their salespeople are, and we do a background check on every one of them because we don't want people that aren't approved knocking on people's doors. But this one met all the qualifications, so starting here in a few weeks, this group's going to be in town for about 4 days and knocking on doors. And we just want to caution you, the city already has an electric aggregation plan, and you're probably not going to get a better rate than that from any of these companies. So just be really cautious. We've had people come in and say, can't you help us? We signed up for this, and now it's costing a fortune. And we say, no, we can't. We didn't have anything to do with that. So also, if you don't want someone coming to your door, even though they have a permit, if you put a no soliciting sign out, they cannot come to your door. If they do, you call us and the police will be right over and take care of it. So, but we just want to caution you, don't be caught up in some of these scams. It's very easy for them to convince you you're going to save hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and usually it turns out the other way. So
well, and the other problem is for a municipality is there are some legitimate companies that still do door-to-door canvassing, but they're all going to tell you that they're legit. So it's impossible to know, even if you vet them carefully.
It's exactly impossible
to know what they're really about.
At least this one came through the permit process. Most of them try to sneak in and sneak out before they get caught. And but again, be very cautious. I will tell you, they prey on, I think, senior citizens. And make all these promises, and then 3 months later they got a $300 bill, and there's nothing the city can do about that. All we're doing here is saying be very, very cautious.
Mr. Mayor, we appreciate you going the extra mile, shoveling your own driveway and making your way in this morning. We always love talking to you.
My pleasure.
I'm Todd Weinbrenner. Bob Russell is the mayor of Pontiac. City Council meeting last night, and as I say, about once a month we get together to talk about just exactly what's going on in the city of Pontiac.